It's time for today's Clarkrageous moment, and you're just not going to believe what you're going to hear from me right now.
Scams, ripoffs, outrages. It's a Clarkrageous moment.
According to an investigation by CNN, somewhere close to 20% of hospitals in the country have entered into deals with banks where they approach people in hospital emergency rooms who are very vulnerable, on a gurney, under sedation, maybe dealing with wounds of some kind from a car wreck or whatever, and a commissioned salesperson for the bank is allowed in to the emergency room, into the examination or treatment room you're in, and interfering with your medical care, tries to get you to sign a form for a bank loan for whatever amount of money your own insurance, if you have insurance, does not cover of your hospital visit. Now, you talk about a complete lack of ethics. You expect that from the banks. And I know the hospitals face a terrible, terrible problem with what's known as uncompensated care, where a hospital will treat someone and someone just can't or doesn't pay the bill. And that's a reality, and that's a problem we haven't come up with a workable solution for in the United States. And for some reason, people consider money owed to a doctor or a lab or a hospital is just not very important compared to other bills. And that mentality is wrong. But as my late father used to say, two wrongs don't make a right. And hospitals doing these deals with aggressive salespeople from banks coming in while people may be barely conscious and saying, sign here, on documents they don't even know what they're signing. And documents that then obligate you to a bank loan of an undetermined amount, depending on what your care ends up costing, that is uncalled for, unacceptable, and atrocious. And you just got to be aware when you're asked to sign something as a family member or whatever, know what you're signing before you sign it. Check out our full podcast at clark.com/ on demand.